Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power.
Look, when I hear this, I think of anybody see the NBA draft, second overall pick? Jalen Green. That's what I think of when I hear this. And you know what's throwing me off? There was Jalen Green, Jalen Suggs, Jalen Johnson. I was like, come on, man. Come on. Tripping me up out here. Chris Miles here with you on Overtime. So here's a report from Chase Goodbread. And I can't believe that dude's name is that. It sounds like a fake name from a good sitcom. But he's reporting on Ron Rivera speaking on unvaccinated players. And this is from just a few minutes ago, actually. It says, quote, I think it went across well because what I tried to do afterwards, I tried to talk to each one of the guys individually. After that, we had a number of guys that went and got vaccinated. This is from NFL.com. We've got a number that are supposed to, on Sunday, get vaccinated as well on their off day. I think we're getting the message across. On Tuesday, remember, Ron Rivera said he was beyond frustrated that the vaccination rate for the team was beneath 50%. With that, let's bring in Michael Phillips. And as you know, six players on the COVID-19 protocol list today. So, Michael, what was it like today in training camp when that news broke and you saw Brandon Scherff go off the field?
Yeah, he left mid-practice, and, you know, you suspect that these days, honestly. I think that there's good news and there's bad news here. And the good news is, I think this is what it's going to take. I think the message is getting across. I think people are figuring it out and are going to get vaccinated. The bad news is, this is what it's taking, and it's Brandon Scherff and it's Curtis Samuel. And now they're going to potentially miss the entirety of training camp. That's the bad news.
Yeah, and see, that's kind of the point that I've been making here, is that if this was the regular season, the Washington football team would forfeit a game. Am I incorrect by saying that?
I'm guessing what they will do this year is they will say, find the five best vaccinated free agent defensive linemen and have a lot of fun trying to compete, which is, you might as well call that a forfeit. But you're right if this were a game week, you'd basically be down the entire starting offensive line today.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Ron Rivera has been very vocal about it. How is his interaction with the players in that sense? Like, have you noticed anything about body language? Do they all seem like they're kind of picking up on what he's saying, very receptive, or what have you noticed from that?
I think this week's really marked a turning point. I think it's marked a turning point nationally, too. You know, when these mask mandates came back, I think a lot of people who are vaccinated, and me included, said, hey, you know, we did our part, and now we got to put our masks back on because some people are doing it. Like, you know, it goes from, hey, you do you, man, I'll do me, to, hey, what you're doing is affecting me now, and I don't appreciate it. Let's go. And I think this week marked, you know, as everybody got back together for training camp, it wasn't just these guys in their homes making their own choices. These are now decisions that impact the team and competitiveness and paychecks and all those very, very important things.
Well, that's what we were talking about with as we took callers earlier, that, like, let's say you were doing something that didn't affect health, right? And you're just a team. We're like, we're all shaving our heads bald. In fact, I was actually talking to some former players a couple days ago about it. They're like, yeah, we showed up, man, and Ronnie wouldn't do it. And they're talking about 25 years ago. They remembered a guy who didn't shave his head like the rest of the team. You know what I mean? Like, people forget that these are athletes, and just having unison and being together means something to them. Like, I feel like this is bad for the team morale.
And, you know, league-wide, too, it's going to be, you know, we don't want to play against Washington. They've got this or that. The sooner we get this behind us, the better. You know, the sooner guys get on board and get this situated, the better. Everybody's certainly saying the right things, which we appreciate. But, you know, look, the restrictions are real. You know, the unvaccinated guys, they can't be in the team cafeteria. They can't be doing the same socializing and going out with everybody else. And you nail it. Those things matter. To build a cohesive team is not about let's go sign 22 good football players and the rest will sort itself out. You know, football is the ultimate team game. You don't guarantee that the best 22 athletes win every week. There can be more organized teams, more cohesive teams, teams that have a better strategy. And part of that is getting them together off the field, bonding, and, you know, building those bonds. These are important things that lead to victories.
Now, let's get to some actual football. You say important things that lead to victories. I'm going to admit, I had best returning players. I had a list of like seven deep, and I left Landon Collins off. I just put him on the list because apparently he's coming out in practice. And yes, we're talking about practice, looking amazing. What have you seen with thine own two eyes on Landon Collins in training camp?
Can I just say I'm pulling for this guy? I really am, because, you know, we've seen so many busts come through here. We just have over the years, and some of them don't care. You know, the guys have come here, cashed big checks, played out the string, and really not cared about what they've given on the field. And look, Landon, last year, towards the end of last year, you would say, was trending towards bust territory. But the thing I would say about Landon is he does not want that. He is incredibly motivated by Sean Taylor's legacy, as everybody knows, by being on this team, representing this team. If he leaves with the money and the reputation of being a bust, he will not be happy about that. And you could see, you know, the light bulb has come on. This is the make or break year. You know, if he doesn't play well this year, Ron is going to cut him loose at the end of the year. His contract allows for that, and you know, they need to move on with their young talent. But even when he was rehabbing that Achilles, he was in the building a lot. He was going through the reps at practice a lot. He was doing all the things. You can tell he wants it, and man, he has been playing hard this year's training camp. I hope he gets it. I think that'd be a great comeback story.
Yeah, and if he is able to be, I mean, this is a guy we're talking about was a Pro Bowler, right? If he's able to come back and make plays, what does that add to that defense?
Oh, people, it's a short attention span in football, and rightfully so. This guy was that good with the Giants. You know, when he signed that big contract here, I think second highest paid safety in the game at the time, I don't remember a lot of people saying that's nonsense. He's not worth it. He was a big name free agent. He was going to be paid at the top of the market, and his performance at the time was worth it. That was something I asked about the other day. I said, do you feel that pressure to vindicate yourself? And he said, hey, look, they're paying me top superstar safety money, and if they just get pretty good or good out of me, that's not good enough. I understand that. So he knows not only does he have to make it back and contribute, he's got to be a superstar, but he's been a superstar in the NFL before. He's got that gear. Let's see if he can reclaim it.
Any rookies standing out so far?
Man, Deami Brown's, I don't know how much time he's going to get. That's a loaded position, a wide receiver, of course. Curtis Samuel, Terry McLaurin, Adam Humphrey's on the way down. They're good wide receivers on this team. But, man, this kid is fast. This kid is explosive. He might get three targets a game, at least to start the season. But, man, I wouldn't be surprised if one of them's a 40-yard catch every game. He's really explosive. He's really dynamic. I'm excited about what he brings to the table. I should have started with Jamin Davis. He's a first-round pick. He's excellent. Ron Rivera picking a first-round linebacker is as slam dunk as you're going to get in the NFL. I said this with Jamin Davis' draft. Do you think they got him too early? I think Ron Rivera is the best linebackers coach in football. He played the position on the 85 Bears. He was an NFL linebacker. He's coached NFL linebackers. If you were to tell me, hey, pick a coach and he's gonna pick your linebackers for you, Ron's the guy. And he knew Jamin Davis was going to be great, or at least I gave Ron the benefit of the doubt from the get-go on that. Now, the guy skipped in the middle, second-round pick, Sam Cosmi. He has not looked as great, and that's a tough transition to make. Offensive lineman in college is a very different beast than offensive lineman with Chase Young and Montez Sweat coming at you. So, you know, not writing him off by any stretch, but is he ready to contribute at an NFL level at this exact moment? No, he is not.
And see, that's kind of the thing that when I hear this Brandon Sheriff situation, he's placed on the COVID-19, and I'm like, whoa, because you let Morgan Moses go. Now Brandon Sheriff has this issue, being on a COVID-19 protocol list, and you're telling me Sam Cosmi not looking good out there. Red flags on that offensive line. Am I stepping a little too overboard or what?
You are not out of line. They are red flags. And look, everybody knows this. You're only as good as your offensive line makes you. It's important they get this right for Ryan Fitzpatrick's sake to give him the opportunity to be as successful as he can be.
Hey, Mike, this is Linnell behind the glass. Speaking of the offensive line, one name that continues to be brought up amongst the coaching staff and then fans and beat reporters is Sadiq Charles. Where have you seen him line up during camp, and how do you expect him to carve out a role moving forward on this offensive line?
It's a great question, because I think he's the most intriguing guy on the offensive line right now. Everybody else is kind of in a defined role, maybe fighting for playing time. His role is both undefined, and his playing time and you know, ability level is undefined. There's a lot of things we don't know right now about Sadiq Charles. He is lining up primarily at right tackle. The long-term plan there, obviously, is Cornelius Lucas, but Lucas is on the COVID list, so it's been a big opportunity for Charles. It's hard to know how he's doing. I'll just say that. You know, it's my job to go out there and figure out how these guys are doing. It's hard to tell how Sadiq Charles is doing. There's a lot of raw, natural power there that the coaches love. That's why they drafted him so high. There's a lot of potential there. There's certainly size questions there if you play him outside as to how he hangs in the NFL, that I think only time will tell. I'm really excited for the preseason games for him in terms of watching him in a live rep, watching him maybe switch positions, see how he does in different roles. He's looking like the backup right tackle right now. Cosby's obviously number one, and then he's number two with Lucas there, but you know, what happens when Lucas comes back? Does he shift again? Does he move somewhere else? A lot of unknowns there. I'm kind of curious to see how that plays out.
And, Mike, you guys have touched on the secondary and Landon Collins specifically, but it's been, you know, well documented. They're rotating guys in and out at both safety spots as well as corner. For week one, I know it's a long ways to go here. Who do you anticipate being the two safeties and the three corners that this team will ultimately roll out?
Yeah, so you got four sure things right now, in my opinion. Cam Curl and Landon Collins, I think, have the two normal safety spots locked down. And obviously, I'm not stepping out of line to say Kendall Fuller and William Jackson are, of course, opening day starters. And I think guys were all really excited about seeing playing together, locking down opposite sides. Now, here's your big question. It can't be who's number five in that arrangement. Is a nickel look? I think you've got a lot of options. I'm going to throw Kalik Hudson, a linebacker, into that mix, too.
Wow.
He's got the versatility to do some safety-like things, to you know, maybe create a bit of a mismatch, a guy who can run after the quarterback when he needs to as well. Certainly the other options are out there. Say, Jude, he's coming along. Is he ready for prime time? Not yet, but will he be by week one? I think he certainly could be. Jimmy Moreland is getting a lot of run out there. I don't think that means they love Jimmy Moreland. I think that means they want to evaluate Jimmy Moreland. And so I'll be curious what the tape tells them coming back from this week. We saw a lot of Jimmy Moreland, and he was put in a lot of situations. And historically, when you see that, that's the coaches saying, we need to get a good look at this guy because we don't quite know what to do with him. Probably Jimmy Moreland, nickel corner in those preseason games, those are going to be big moments for him. And then, of course, you measure St. Juicy, see how he's coming along, see if he's ready to claim that role as well. DeShazer Everett, if he ever comes back, there could be something there. And then you got a handful of other safeties you can rotate in as well. it's a fascinating dynamic, that's for sure.
Kyle Allen reported ankle injury. Any other like injuries, tweaks at training camp that seem like they could be a bigger deal?
Curtis Samuel's obviously the other one you're circling, but now he's on the COVID list. We're watching that one instead. Instead of the groin injury. With Kyle Allen, Heinicke propped the door open this week for Allen to come seize that backup job. Wasn't a great week for Heinicke, and that is fine. I don't worry about him long-term or anything like that. I think he's a fine. I think he'll be ready to go when the lights come on. But it was this cracked window of opportunity for Kyle Allen. Ankle. Him starting on week one on the IR would be interesting in some regards because it would free up an extra roster spot for you, which would be a good thing. But that's tough. Then if you do have a situation, a quarterback, you might be in a pinch. So not ideal from that perspective.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I don't know. I mean, we had the great Heinicke game, right? And it's in the playoffs, and it's in a situation where you're like, who are we going with at quarterback against Tom Brady? But I think it's back down to earth for Heinicke now. And I just wonder, you know, how this team views the quarterback position outside of Fitzpatrick, if they're going to go with three or if they're going to pick, you know, Heinicke and let Kyle Allen go. Has there been any indication with that?
My money is on three. I think it's too important of a position to potentially find yourself in a really bad spot down the road. And I even if you're two, it doesn't matter which two you pick, you potentially open yourself up to a bad spot down the road. And it's just far too important of a position in the NFL that, you know, injuries happen. And then once your first injury happens, now you got to be ready for the second injury because that injury could happen too. Those things are cumulative. It's just far too important of a position, I think, to go with two. Now, that costs you down the line. That's a really good player getting cut later on the roster. But unfortunately, that's the reality of where you're at there.
I know we got to let you go here soon, Mike, but we've gone this long and have not touched Ryan Fitzpatrick yet. What is the impact that you've seen him have on this football team throughout the first week of camp?
He's a leader, and you know, not even talking about the on the field. Guys like him, guys respond to him. I think that's the number one thing I've noticed so far is people really enjoy playing for and being around Ryan Fitzpatrick. What's it going to mean in the games? I'm excited to find out, just like you guys are. I didn't come to any Ryan Fitzpatrick conclusions during this week of practice, but I will say this: guys really like him. And look, I don't think there was ever any doubt, but you can 100% write it in Sharpie. Barring injury, he is the starting quarterback of this football team week one. There's no competition.
All right, Michael Phillips, down in Richmond. Hopefully you weren't too hot this week. Hopefully those temperatures didn't burn you up too much. And we get some games coming up soon, man, so you get indoors and get to enjoy that some more. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate you.
I'm pumped. Great being on, and we'll catch you guys down the line.
All right, thanks. That's Michael Phillips from the Richmond Dispatch. Joined us on the BetQL guest line. All right, we come back. We'll continue to take your calls once again. I know a lot of you called earlier, and we said that when we were done with that segment for Michael Phillips, here's the deal. If you want to call and tell us how you feel about the Washington football team having six players on the COVID-19 protocol list, hit us up, 1-800-636-1067. If you don't call in this break, we're going to switch gears here for a little bit. All right, it's Chris Miles here on Overtime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Policeman is on a thriller season. What is he doing in here? I said the policeman is on the premises, yo, now. What is he doing in here? The policeman.
I thought that was a great conversation with Michael Phillips. We haven't talked a lot of football, so let's go over some of the football that he mentioned there. He said De'Ami Brown looks incredible. And he also pointed out that Curtis Samuel, on the COVID-19 list, but also has an injury in training camp. I think he said it was groin, right? So the tea leaves are there. Like that first preseason game, De'Ami Brown's the guy I'm watching. So the night he was drafted, I was on live here. We got him for an interview. And just listening to him, and then you read everything about him going into the draft, it's like my expectations for him, Terry McLaurin part two. And people are like, yo, Chris, you tripping. Terry McLaurin was a third-round pick. Right? De'Ami Brown in a wide receiver loaded draft was a fourth round pick. And I look at him as being like, if you look at what the Washington football team has gotten in like that third round, you know, you got Antonio Gibson, you got Terry McLaurin. I just look at him as being that next guy that they got the speed and a guy that may have gone a little overlooked. Great value. All the signs are there right now. Michael Phillips was saying like, look, he'll probably get three targets a game. I think we got to pay attention to what happens with the other receivers. And right now, with what's going on with Curtis Samuel, I wouldn't be surprised if De'Ami Brown in the preseason gets an opportunity to show out and then gets more opportunities because of that. So that's something I thought was good. What was frightening, said Sam Cosmi so far does not look good. Now you got Brandon Sheriff on a COVID-19 protocol list. Ugh, so much. But anyway, for those who are just listening, here's the deal. Six players for the Washington football team put on the COVID-19 protocol list early this afternoon, late this morning, whatever you want to call it. Most importantly, Brandon Sheriff, your all-pro offensive lineman, Curtis Samuel, your big $34 million wide receiver signee in the offseason, Matt Ioannidis, your long-term go-get-after-the-quarterback guy, Chris Miller, David Sharp, Cornelius Lucas. The other guys rounding out that COVID-19 protocol list. I imagine a couple of those guys are probably just going to get cut. You know, like, all right, we're going to cut ties with these two or three. But Brandon Sheriff, Curtis Samuel, and Matt Ioannidis aren't going anywhere. Like, imagine you had a game, the day of the game, three of your starters are out. That's what I felt like happened in this situation. But anyway, let's go to the Gambit DC listener lines, and let's go to Linda on line one. How's it going, Linda?
Hello, just great. I'm between appointments and really enjoying your show. I'm the sports fan in my family. And let me go back to your point about do we care about practice, because all of this is pertinent, you know, with these guys missing practice. Katie Ledecky doesn't have negative splits except for the practice she's put in. Caleb Dressel doesn't have the leap off of the blocks, the starting blocks, except for the practice he put in. And football teams that die in the fourth quarter didn't put in the practice. Football teams where people don't make the connections, they didn't put in the practice. So the practice is very important. I'm very interested in what's going on in practice because it affects the season. And yes, one of your other callers made a point that vaccinated people can get COVID, but you increase your chances if you're not vaccinated. And if you're not thinking about the welfare of the team, and for Pete's sakes, you've got a coach who's a cancer survivor, if you're not thinking about his welfare, what are you doing on this team? My two cents.
Thanks, Linda, and I appreciate your call. Here's the deal. I'm just going to say this. So we've taken no less than 20 calls. We had one so far. One. It's my freedom. That's not what his voice sounded like, but he might as well sound like that to me. Look, and we had to let him know, yeah, and you have the freedom to go get a job somewhere else. Like, yeah. And then we had to explain to him that, okay, these are NFL players. So when you're talented, teams are going to do whatever it takes to try to keep you on the field. So without saying names of guys on this team, there are some star players that I think the tea leaves are there that they're not vaccinated. Right? Like, I think we all kind of read within the lines about what's happening with that. And you can't say you have to go do it. But what you can do is say, hey, kid, look at what's happening with our team. This is dividing us as a group. Your coach, if he got COVID, might not be with us any longer. Can we all, like, try to protect him? And I think that sounds more galvanizing than anything else. And as I was reading the article to you guys before, you know, it's been a while. So let me go back to that article that came out. You know, it's been 4 days since Ron Rivera vented about the 50% number for the or less than 50% for the Washington football team, which was the lowest vaccinated number in the league. And it was interesting because it's the same time the Washington Nationals missed a game because of a COVID outbreak. So you're dealing with the same city. And this is what Ron Rivera had to say today. Quote, I think it went across well because what I tried to do afterwards, I tried to talk to each one of the guys individually. After that, we had a number of guys that went and got vaccinated. We've got a number that are supposed to go on Sunday, which would be tomorrow, and get vaccinated on their day off. I think we're getting the message across. That's from Ron Rivera. All right, one more call before we go to break. Let's go to Eric in Annandale. Again, it's joining us via the Gambit DC listener line. What's going on, Eric?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to give a little input. I have a medical practice in Northern Virginia, 26 employees, and I was probably one of the first places around to make it mandatory back in January. And there was some pushback, but eventually everybody did. And you were just touching on a point I was going to make, and that is, even if you don't want to get it for yourself, for fear of vaccines or being uneducated, you should do it for your family and friends. And my last point that...
Ah, all right, we lost that caller, but here's the deal. Have you noticed this, by the way, that all of our medical professional friends that have called? It seems to be a consistent theme with those whose jobs rely on being experts in this field. They correct us on a few things, but it's all like, yeah, vaccinated, vaccinated, vaccinated. It's like, shouldn't we be listening to them? That's how I feel about it. All right, we have to take a break. We're going to continue to take your calls on this subject. Again, Washington football team, 6 players placed on a COVID-19 protocol list. This is Chris Miles here on Overtime.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Don't tease us. Photo shoot fresh. Otis.
One of the greatest singers of all time, Otis Redding. One of the greatest producers of all time. And Kanye West. Great mix there. Now, here's the deal. Let's say this, because I think we have to put some context into what I've been saying about the Washington football team, while it's so alarming. As of Saturday morning, two-thirds of NFL teams have reached 90% vaccination rates. So what I'm kind of saying to you is this. It's not like the Washington football team is normal across the board with all the other teams in the NFL. They are actually one of the outliers and came into this morning as the worst team in vaccination rates. I think, what did you say? You said that they were second to last.
Yeah, they've now moved up to second. I think they're above 70.
Nikki Jabala was last.
Second to last now.
You said second. I just want to make sure people know second to last. Penultimate is the word of the day there for the Washington football team. So as we've discussed, man, six players, including your all-pro. I mean, like even when I say all-pro in Brandon Scherff, first all-pro in 25 years. Wait, did I? Yes, 25 years. I was going to get that. Made sure I got that number right because it's so hard. As we're talking, you know what? We'll just say this century. First all-pro this century, Brandon Scherff. Like, that's who is on your COVID-19 protocol list. A guy you franchise that you clearly need but don't want to pay. I mean, there's so many things wrong with this situation that you should be shocked at this. Anyway, let's go to line one, Ryan in Leesburg. Ryan, what's on your mind?
Real quick, doesn't this just follow suit with everything that's happened the last day as being a Washington sports fan? With the trade, everything. It's, what I don't understand is your boss is a cancer survivor and recent cancer survivor and is susceptible to everything. It's like there's a general lack of respect there. Regardless of how you feel about the vaccine, politics, this or that, do it for your general good of your boss or your fellow man. Go get yourself poked for 30 seconds. I don't understand. It baffles me that, and even my kids, I have an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old, that they don't understand why these guys aren't getting vaccinated. When they saw how excited I was being in the restaurant game, I was excited to go get myself vaccinated so I could keep serving my guests and keep my staff healthy. It was a moment of joy to go do that out of respect for everybody. I don't understand the lack of respect. That's what it seems to me, is that there's a lack of respect there.
Thanks for calling, Ryan. What's really interesting about what he just said is that Tony from Annandale called earlier about, like, the Virginia state and the mandates and any business where workers aren't fully vaccinated is the term, right? And as our last caller just said, it's like, yeah, when you work in a restaurant business, you think, all right, everybody, get vaccinated so we're good as a group. And wear your mask when you're at work just to be careful so we can have a business that continues to run. So that we can, as a group, work. Like what we as a country went through in 2020 because of COVID-19, it's like now we know how to at least put up a fight against it. Let's do these simple things. And two-thirds of the NFL teams are like, yes, we are in. And one of the teams that's like, no, we're not fully in on this, is the Washington football team. And on top of that, the head coach is, I'm frustrated by this. I'm having one-on-one conversations with guys, trying to convince them. And then boom, six guys on the health and safety protocol list. There was something else our last caller just said about, you know, all the other things happening in sports around here. Like, the Wizards had a big draft, blockbuster trade. We haven't talked about that yet. And the Nationals had a fire sale, arguably the craziest day outside of winning the World Series in Nats history at the Major League Baseball trade deadline. And we have not touched either one of those two. And I guess as long as you guys continue to call, we're going to stay on the Washington football team vaccination topic because I feel like it's very important to you. But at the top of the hour, we're going to go to our plan programming and talk about the Washington Nationals because it's a new era and I'm excited to talk about it. But for now, let's go to John, who is calling from Texas about the Washington football team. He joins the Gambit DC listener line. John, thanks for calling all the way down from Texas. What you got to say?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I just have a really big issue with any professional sports player who doesn't get vaccinated. And I think it's something that, you know, ownership really needs to kind of dictate, you know, especially we're approaching a season where, you know, the NFL has already said that, you know, there could be forfeits, right? You know, it's a business, as you guys were talking about before. And you know, further to that, you know, Ron Rivera's health is compromised, and he even addressed that publicly to the, you know, to all of us. And it's just a massive disrespect not to get vaccinated. It's a privilege, to play in the NFL. It's not a right, okay? And if you can't get vaccinated, maybe you shouldn't play. And that's kind of my take on it, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate it. And that's why we're listening to all you guys, because it seems as if there's a lot that you have to say. And I feel like it's almost as if the callers are in unison. We've had one detractor out of 30. Let's go to Jake from Ashburn. Well, he's calling from Ashburn, so this should be interesting. How's it going, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good.
Hey, I'm curious why. So what happens when these players get a vaccine and then they still get the virus? Like, do they not get? I just don't understand why they're being forced to get the vaccine. Why can't they just wear a mask?
Well, no one's forcing them. So that's the whole topic of discussion. Jake,
correct. It's not a true force, but I mean, if they want to keep their job, they have to get a vaccine.
Oh,
so the vaccine, it doesn't even work, though. Why are these players?
Wait, what are you talking about? Doesn't work, Jake.
People are getting sick when they still have the vaccine.
Okay, they're not. They're mostly asymptomatic when they get the vaccine. That's the number one reason you get it.
Jake. But why are they recommending get a third booster shot, though?
Because there's a new variant, Jake.
Right. So the vaccine doesn't fully work.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling, Jake.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So I tried to answer Jake's questions. He's one of those people. You call them contrarians are what they're called, right? So I'm answering his questions, and he's like, exactly. I'm like, yeah, I'm answering your question. Your question is, why do it? Well, the coach had cancer. If he gets COVID-19, he's on that highly likely to pass away, like die. Like, do you understand? Like, okay, so let's say, for instance, they say, you know, high-risk people. So if someone in your household, for instance, I had a colleague who was diabetic. He passed away from COVID. He ate salads every day. But because he had a previous medical condition, he got sick and passed away. His name is Sekou Smith. What I'm saying is, do you think that whoever it was, maybe it's someone in his family that had it and wasn't safe, they don't feel bad about that? Do you think that that doesn't affect them negatively? It's kind of a big deal. Now, he was like, oh, no one's forcing them. No one. That's the whole point of this, is this is not like you. There's no mandate by the Washington football team. So therefore, no one's forcing players to get it. No one's disclosing who are the players that are not vaccinated. What he also did not, our last caller did not understand, is that the rate of having symptoms and getting severely sick goes down when you have the vaccination. All right, let's go to Ed in D.C. Before we have to take a break. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good. So you just made a very valid point as far as, you know, would a vaccine may make you asymptomatic. However, it still makes you still can catch it and you still can pass it. So it's a false security that the NFL is pushing on these players. You know, we're pushing on people, period. So it's a little bit out of the ordinary what they're doing. But, you know, if they want to take the vaccine, they should be able to take the vaccine. If they don't, they don't. I think the league is taking it a little bit too far when they, you know,
and
try to.
Can I ask you a very personal question, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Where do you work?
I work for Verizon.
Okay. At the you work, so like, let's, I'm asking, do you work for like the Verizon store? Do you have to go places, right?
Yeah, no, I work for Verizon, not Verizon Wireless, but Verizon. Right?
Okay.
So yeah, I go places.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have to wear your mask when you go there? To like, if you go where other people are?
Do I have to wear a mask? Depending, like DC is mandated now and again. Virginia, not so much, but just for other people's preference, I'll wear a mask. Sure.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I believe it.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, Ed. I understand who you are as a person. You don't care about other people. Like you're telling me you go into people's homes, and if you had COVID, you'd be willing to spread. And that's kind of the point. You don't have to do anything, right? But let's say the last caller, Ed, who feels fine, probably sounds very healthy, right? Let's say he got in, was asymptomatic, and he went into someone's house, and they said, oh, yeah, it's fine if you don't wear a mask. Okay, that's cool. But let's say you, like he said, oh, I wear masks sometimes. Hopefully those are in places where people who are at high risk and have previous medical conditions, they say, hey, we want you to wear a mask when we come in here. And that's the Washington football team with their head coach. And guess what? Their head coach is the one begging. This is why we're talking about it. You people calling and saying, they're forcing them. The head coach had cancer. The head coach is the one saying, please do this for us as a team. That's what I'm trying to explain to people. I don't care if the players are vaccinated or not. I'm not covering a team. But I tell you this much, if I was on the beat, I'd be pretty annoyed that the players weren't vaccinated. So, that's where I stand on it. Anyway, finally, hopefully we get to some Nats talk at the top of the hour. Chris Miles here on Overtime. Welcome back. Man, last segment on this before we talk Nats at the top of the hour. And, want to make sure we get to this because it's such a huge deal for the Washington Nationals and what they did. So we got a guest coming up at the top of the hour. Of course, we'll break down all of these prospects and what it means. But I just want to make one more point about the Washington football team and COVID-19 because a lot of people, oh, the vaccination doesn't do anything. Well, not a lot of people. One or two people. COVID, vaccination doesn't do anything. If you want a sample size of how incredible it could be and how COVID could go away, just look at the NBA bubble. People are like, oh, you're going to talk about the bubble. Yeah, because everyone that left the bubble, when I talked to them, a lot of coworkers, it was the safest place in America. That was almost everyone's words verbatim. And they said, oh, we were COVID-free. It was great. So to think that everyone that was there felt like that in that situation, I think we could feel that way as a country if the vaccination rates reached a certain level. Because what you have to understand is the reason it's floating around, there are more variants, is because not enough people are vaccinated. Do you get the point that I'm making? So, anyway, that's the last time, hopefully today, we are talking vaccinations. Thank you to the Washington football team for having a COVID outbreak this morning, hijacking this show. When we come back at the top of the hour, we are going to have a special guest on this here program, and we are going to break down the Washington Nationals. No more Washington football team. Time to move on to the Nationals and what they did this week, what it means for their future, and who are these prospects that they got? So many. How good are they? That's up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.